There was a lengthy list of cases he had won, but she had no way here to research them. They had all transpired before she'd even been born. She wasn't sure what to expect. The door swung open, and she stood, her heart beating slightly faster.
Terry, don't. Just don't. Don't hope too much.
She blinked. He was, without a doubt, the most elegant being she had ever seen. Taller than most Bothans, and very thin, he looked like he had stepped out of another era. His fur was dark brown and sleek, though it was thinning slightly with age. Around his muzzle and cheeks, it was snowy white, in stark contrast with the brown and perfectly groomed. He extended a hand to her, and she took it, noting that he wore gloves. The rest of his attire was equally as formal. A small, oddly jaunty hat sat between his two ears. His vest, long coat, and trousers looked perfectly tailored, the coat fitting his narrow shoulders, the trouser creases knife sharp. His boots gleamed, and he sported a cane, black and simple, but with a stylized handle sporting the finely carved head of some animal Tahiri did not recognize. In the same hand, he had a small black bag that looked to be made of nerf hide.
Hermuth Poitou, Esquire,
the dapper being said. His handshake was firm, but not too much, and he looked her right in the eye, in an interested manner. His voice was deep and mellifluous and resonant. Tahiri could just imagine it carrying in a court of law, with Hermuth crying out something like, "I object," or more floridly, "Beings of the jury, search your hearts for justice."
"Tahiri Vela," she managed.
A small smile played at the corners of her mouth. "Why?"
"I've been asked to represent you,"
Hermuth continued.
"Please, miss, do sit down."
"I'd rather stand."
He smiled. It was utterly charming. With a rueful shake of the cane, he said,
"But I'm afraid that I would rather sit, and good breeding forbids me doing so unless you do."
He winked. Tahiri sat. Again, she fought the urge to smile.
"Thank you, my dear,"
Hermuth said, putting a hand to his heart and bowing ever so slightly before pulling out a chair for himself. With anyone else, Tahiri would have thought it a calculated, over-the-top gesture. But with him, it seemed completely natural. There was a grace to him, not just of mannerisms or clothing, but somehow simply emanating from who he was. Hope started gnawing on her like a Minok on a power cable. She pushed it down, ruthlessly.
"Are you related to Admiral Nek Poitou?"
He gave her another quick smile, focusing the full force of his attention on her.
"Indeed I am. He's my nephew. He's done the family proud, unlike his notoriously eccentric uncle."
He was still smiling, but Tahiri's slightly giddy feeling of hope suddenly turned cold.
"Eccentric uncle?"
It would be just her luck, she thought, to have landed a madman for an attorney.
"Only in Bothan circles,"
Hermuth said.
"Are you familiar with our culture, my dear?"
Normally, the endearment would have annoyed her, but she sensed only kindness.